Hi, I'm Sarah Noble, your host for the Modern Day Intuitive Podcast. For over 25 years, I've been on a spiritual journey, searching, learning, expanding, and growing. I've traveled the world, led by my heart, on a quest to know myself so that I can support others. This podcast was created from my deep desire to help you connect with your intuition and to inspire you to create a life where the impossible becomes possible and you live into your sacred dreams and desires. Thanks for being here and enjoy the show. Hello, my loves. Such a pleasure and celebration to be here with you again for another really moving and potent and powerful reading. I really hope those of you that are wanting to play bigger and to put more work out into the world and to stretch yourselves, I really hope that this episode shows you just how incredible you are and that you can do what you came here to do, this purpose that lives inside your heart, these dreams. They live within you for a reason. And I just really encourage you to bring them out and to move forward and to go for them. And so Brittany is here today because she's getting ready to lead a retreat in Costa Rica, and she wants to dive deep into anything that might be keeping her from making it a reality. So this reading takes us on a journey where we talk about connecting and creating from your true why, not the superficial reasons why you're doing the dream, but really your why. What is your heart? What does your soul want for you in this life? We look at how you are the lighthouse for your own life, and we also dive into the positive and the negative collective consciousness and how those are affecting you and what you can do. We look at working with moon magic, which is something I love and so dear to my heart, and Brittany also engages in these practices. And we round out by looking at manifestation and how the model today says if you can dream it, you can do it. But in reality, you need power to run your manifestation. The dream is amazing, but you have to be resourced, you have to be grounded, and you have to be able to bring something to support that manifestation. So we talk a little bit about that process. And I hope it really moves something for you and helps you see something different for your own manifestations and your own dreams. So enjoy this really insightful reading with Brittany. I love you. Hi, Brittany. Welcome to the podcast. How can I help you today?
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for having me today. I'm hosting a retreat in Costa Rica, and I'm really wanting to kind of deep dive into some of the blocks that I feel like are happening around it and getting the individuals signed on who are meant to come.
Okay. I'm just going to see what comes forward for you. So I do see you. It's like a really beautiful image. You're in a hammock. You're on the beach. There's this sense of, yes, I did it. It happened. So that's the first thing to share. And I know when we were talking before, you have this knowing that it's going to happen. There's just maybe this place where it's not happening exactly as you imagined it would happen in this lead up place to it. So I feel that that's a confirmation for what you're feeling, right? That this is happening. This is a dream of your heart and you're moving in that direction. What happens is, so that image stands there and then it's like the bottom of the image is falling away. And it's leading me towards what is the purpose of the retreat built on?
The retreat is meant to help women really come into their own and reconnect in with their sacred womb space. So it is more of the divine feminine healing and really teaching women that it is okay to step into their sexuality and their sensuality and into their divine feminine and not be so stuck in our masculine energy. And it combines womb healing and hypnosis and breath work and movement, as well as a lot of integration work in between too.
Sounds amazing. What they're asking, right, is the layer deeper. So that is the purpose of the retreat. So it's this idea of what is your why behind this retreat, and not the pieces of the retreat, and not necessarily like what's going to be the transformation of the retreat, but the real why underneath. There feels like there's a disconnect inside of you to your true why of the retreat versus what feels more superficial of, like, it's being built on the superficial reasons and not your actual, like, embodied why.
That makes so much sense. I am a firm believer that I can only take individuals as far as I have been willing to go within myself. And I've done a lot of work in healing my own sacred feminine, divine masculine energy. But I feel as though I haven't yet completed that quote unquote mission. There's some self-doubt coming through that I've gone far enough to be able to host a retreat around this topic, even though I'm heavily trained in it and I work in it every single day. My own practice maybe isn't as deep as I would like it to be.
Yeah, I hear that. And what I know about that, my love, is that is a collective wound that we share as women, right? That you need one more certification. You need to be more advanced. You don't know enough yet. You couldn't possibly do this. You know, you're not good enough yet. That narrative flows through so strongly. And what I know to be true is that you are ready. The women that are going to come to your retreat, you have, and I'm getting goosebumps as I'm saying this, you have the exact medicine that they need. And it's your belief in that. I see it like a lighthouse calling them in. And it's not about your marketing. It's not about even what you're teaching, right? It is, but it isn't. It's about you holding that. Like, I feel it in you. You holding that as your truth, as your marker, as your beacon for these women that need you. Only you. And they're waiting for you to remember that truth.
That's so magical. And I do feel that in a lot of ways. I think I just... It's very easy to revert back to past versions because they're a place of comfort, right? And to be able to step forward is a very hard thing. But the more I face these fears and these doubts, the stronger I am at not reverting back into those past versions of myself that may have been really scared to even host a retreat in Costa Rica, let alone to 12 women, right? On my own, nonetheless. So it's been very eye-opening that way, the amount of growth that I've experienced through just putting it out there.
Mm-hmm. And what I sense too, when that voice of doubt comes up, when that past identity wants to come in and share its thoughts, there's this practice for you that involves depersonalizing those stories. I see them hooked into you and you're still thinking that they're yours and that there's some more work that you need to do, when really it's that collective narrative that is just kind of closing in on you. It's like, oh, look, she thinks she can do this. I'm going to come in and remind her that she can't. And that, my love, is like an energy we live in, right? That you're here to change the world. You're here to open up these more embodied practices, bring in ancient wisdom and remind us of the truth of who we are. And so there are energies that don't want you to do that. And I don't want to be like conspiracy theory or dark talking or anything like that, but it is true that it's in our best interest to track that and recognize that that's not truth. That's not you. That's something else.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I have goosebumps all over and my lights just flickered. So
yeah, it's real. You know, so often in spirituality, we don't talk about this energy. We just want to talk and focus on the love and the light and everything's going to be okay. And it's like, well, no, there really is this underlying current that happens and we get caught in it. And we've sort of been taught that it's something that we have to comb through again and explore, and it's another level that we need to go to. But in truth, it's really not really at this point in your growth. You just get to say no thank you. Like, that's okay. Thanks. No thank you, though.
I don't know if it's the generator in me or the Enneagram 7, but when people give me permission to do something, it sets fire in my soul. So to know that I can simply say no thank you to that energy. I mean, the work that I do in this world, obviously, like, I should know that I am able to do that. But when people give me permission, it sits so differently than when I give my own self permission. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the way I see that, right, is that you're being seen. I'm validating you in a way, right? Like, you already know this truth. I'm just reflecting it for you. But when it's reflected, then you can see it in yourself.
Yes. And it's very powerful.
Yeah. What do you want to do with that fire you just lit?
I don't know. It feels in my chest and I kind of want to scream really loud, but I don't feel like that's appropriate for the podcast. So after the podcast, I will go and probably scream. But it's energy that needs to come out, and it's powerful energy, and it's feminine energy, and it's just, I keep seeing it getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And in truth, there's no stopping it, right?
You're showing me the moon, or the moon is coming in. And I think we're coming up on a new moon, right? And next week, this week, I don't even know what day it is, but sometime soon there's a new moon. And it feels important for you to work with the magic of the moon. Moon's very connected to your work, I imagine, with womb healing and the divine feminine. Do you have any current practices with the moon?
I do. I typically am more so a full moon girly, just because that's when my cycle hits. So I do work with the full moon frequently. I do work with the new moon, just not as often as I do with the full moon. The new moon is very beautiful for intention setting, so I will definitely be tapping into the energy of the new moon this month.
Yeah. And as you say that, what I'm realizing is it is the full moon that you were showing me. So feels important that you bring something extra in, that you really use your moon magic to cultivate this month to help you bring in what you want, to call in people. So whatever practices you have or ways that you love to work with the moon, I'm not getting any guidance that you need to do anything specific. You already know. It's just to have a focus and to really bring that in as well.
I love that. It's nice that I'm already doing things that are beneficial and to be validated that they are beneficial. And I do see that obviously within the cycle of the moon when I am working with it frequently. It does really empower me to pay attention and have deeper awareness of where I'm at within the cycles as well.
Where would you like to go from here?
Oh gosh. My chest is still like very much on fire. I keep hearing the word manifestation.
Okay, and?
That's all they're giving me is just manifestation.
So what I understand about manifestation is that currently there is a story that, right, if you can dream it, you can do it. And there's value to that. And yet again, I think it's only half of the equation. It's the love and light part of the equation. And we experience the fullness of life when we have the darkness, when we have the other side of the equation, which is the power, right? The darkness holds the power. The light holds the spiritual information. And then they come together and then magic happens. And so in our manifestation model, again, we tend to just be in the love and light part. And we're forgetting that we actually need to source power in order to be able to bring that manifestation across the threshold and to have it take footing in the world. So as you are working with your practices, as you are dreaming this retreat into being, having a focus on where you're sourcing your power and where you're letting your power maybe leak, where other people might be taking it, where you're giving it unnecessarily, looking at any wounding that is coming up. All those areas are places where power leaks. And so tightening up that part of your process, like I feel like you've got the upper spectrum, right? Like the dreaming it into being. Spend some time focusing on your power. Where are you sourcing your power to fuel this manifestation? How does that land when I share that with you?
It makes me laugh because I love to be in the etheric realm, and that means I'm not always necessarily as grounded as I probably could be. So it's just pulling me back deeper into my body and deeper into the connection that I do have with Mother Earth, and reminding me that the work that I do with her and on the physical plane is just as important as the work that I do through my upper chakras, my etheric realm work. So it's reminding me that it's okay to be grounded.
Yeah, it's vitally important to be grounded. And they're showing me the work that you do. There's a level of holding people in a space, right? And you're going to be in an incredible country with incredible women, and the potency of being able to ground and hold the energy for your group is really going to give them the opportunity to make that transformation.
I love that. I just got full body chills.
Yeah, you're doing this. It's happening. How can I support you from here?
Honestly, just keep doing what you're doing, because the power of the work that you're also doing is extremely beneficial to the collective, which in turn benefits me as well. And I think that's probably it right now.
Well, thank you. I see you and I reflect that in you, and I'm so grateful for all that you are bringing to the world. And what are you taking away from this call?
Remembrance. Remembrance of the fact that I am capable of doing all of the big things that I set my mind to, and remembrance that I have all of the tools that I need to get all of it done.
Lovely. Does this feel like an okay place to land today?
It does. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being here today and making your personal and spiritual growth a priority in your life. To learn more about connecting with your dreams and your intuition so that you can create a life full of possibilities, visit me at www.sarahnoble.com and see how we can create magic together. A big thank you from my heart to yours for making the planet a better place for us all.